2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 70 degrees, KSL's top story. A fire that scorched more than 3,000 acres in Utah County, right along the side of Mount Timpanogos, was started by target shooting at a police gun range. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson with details.
The police officer who was present at the time the fire started is cooperating with investigators, and the city is going to be conducting a safety audit to see why this happened, even though the range has been up and running for a very long time.
The gun range has been in operation since the 80s, so it's been a part of the police department training for a long time.
Warm Fire Battalion Chief Sean Hurst says they're seeing a high amount of human-caused fires, and even though this blaze came from the Orem Police Gun Range, he says the biggest mistake people make when they go target shooting is going to an unapproved range.
Using an approved range does limit the cause.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, fire officials are warning the fire season could extend long past when we'd normally expect. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik with more.
Dry conditions mean that a small spark can quickly turn into a larger problem. Because of that, many fire restrictions across the state have been extended. Fire officials say the specific cause of the Fire Canyon fire is still under investigation, although it's already been determined to be human-caused.
During the 2020 fire season, the state has seen more than 1,300 wildfires statewide, most of them human-caused. Five wildfires are currently burning in Utah, and it's adding to the bad air quality of the West. ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Zee reports.
Relative humidity has been a huge issue. It's been super dry, especially in Colorado, where we still have red flag warnings. The air quality is really difficult, especially from Denver to the north through Fort Collins from that Cameron Peak fire. And we're going to see bad conditions all the way back to California.
Utah's air quality remains in the green, and with the cold front and the possible snow coming this weekend, things should stay in the green here. Today, we're learning more about the 38-year-old California mom found alive after going missing in Zion National Park for nearly 2 weeks.
In a statement, Holly Cordier's daughter telling an incredible story, saying that her mom injured herself while hiking in Zion early in her trip, that she found a riverbed and stayed there to have access to water, thinking that would help her survive. She was too weak and disoriented to seek out help. She was without food, unable to take a step or two without collapsing. She was so dehydrated before being rescued, she could not open her mouth. Alex Stone, ABC News.
President Trump is throwing down the gauntlet in the waning days before the election. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, speaking to supporters in Arizona, the president launching an aggressive attack against his opponent.
He's gonzo, folks. He's gone. He has no idea.
And discrediting his own coronavirus expert.
He's a nice guy. I like him. But he's called a lot of bad calls. He said, don't wear a mask. And he said, don't ban China. They were bad calls.
While former Vice President Biden is not on the campaign trail today, his vice presidential nominee is campaigning in Florida. Senator Kamala Harris telling voters at a drive-in rally at the University of North Florida about the Biden and Trump tax cuts.
You have Joe Biden, who is saying we're going to have middle-class tax cuts. Taxes will not be raised on anyone making less than $400,000 a year. On the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who passed a tax bill benefiting the top 1% and the biggest corporations of America.
Polarizing comments made about voting this election season has forced Miami to step up patrols at the polls. Officials held a news conference to tell voters not to fear any threats, credible or not.
Just because we haven't seen a credible threat yet, it doesn't mean that one won't develop.
Republican Miami Mayor Francis Suarez saying the city's police, as well as the FBI, are on alert. Patrols will be visible around the polling stations. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chalaios, KSL News Radio.
Thousands of Utahns have already cast their votes with just 2 weeks till Election Day. State election officials say there are even ballots turned in. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayrts reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
The last update from the state elections office shows over 61,000 ballots have now been processed, meaning county clerks have verified the voter and the ballot is ready to be counted.
Votes aren't tabulated until Election Day, so they'll process the ballots, they'll get them ready, they'll run them through machines, but nothing gets tabulated until Election Day.
State Elections Director Justin Lee says clerks have a lot more ballots on hand than have been processed.
I was up in Davis County last Friday and I saw them bring in, you know, thousands and thousands of ballots. So they're working through those and that obviously takes some time.
He says they have seen record voter registrations this year, so they are expecting a high turnout. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayrts, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:35, Salt Lake City Police and the University of Utah are investigating after members of the Sigma Chi fraternity were accused of drinking in the parking lot at Hogle Zoo and trashing the Halloween decorations. A knife was also flashed at a carousel operator, but zoo spokeswoman Erica Hansen says the frat's apologizing for what happened over the weekend.
They've been very apologetic. They're moving forward to make amends. And actually, in kind of a good twist, we've even been contacted by other fraternities and other organizations that want to come up and help.
In a statement on Facebook, Sigma Chi said those responsible will be held accountable. KSL News Time, 4:35, your rush home. Let's check on Ricky Meese now. You see trouble spots?
Yeah, we do have an accident. This is northbound I-15. It's a little after 90th South after the on-ramp, but it's been moved out of traffic to the shoulder. Really not causing any kind of major backups, but that's just a trouble spot anyway. Anytime you're traveling northbound I-15 going from Sandy to Midvale. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, new proof that humans are evolving right before our eyes. My Minute of News is on the way next.
Blue skies smiling at me.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.